Okay, my name is Skylar Dawson. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 26, 2017, and I am speaking with Nuck, who is my father. We are interviewing this in Bryant, Arkansas. Okay, when you were a child, where did you think you would be at this age?
Well, definitely not where I'm at now, but life changed. Had life changes. It don't go as expected, but I'm happy to be here anyway.
Okay. What was it like having divorced parents for you?
It never really bothered me because both of my parents were still in my life. Both of them still took care of them.
Okay. Where do you think you will be in 10 years?
In 10 years, hopefully I'll be in a big house, and maybe out of Arkansas, but even if I'm still in Arkansas, I'd like to have a lot more than what I have now.
Okay. What is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is, "Do as unto others as you would want done to you."
Who was your favorite person growing up?
My cousin, Bruce. Okay.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Don't do it.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? And are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Everything that I went through, positive and negative, have definitely shaped who I am today, because it make me, you know, going through the bad times may help you respect the good times. And it teaches what not to do. And sometimes, you know, you think you have it all mapped out, but life come at you at all kind of angles. And if you don't know how to deal with it, it could really drown you in this cruel world. So, I mean, everything has shaped who I am.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Let me think. I learned to never give up on God, you know, and to always believe in God no matter how bad things are in your life. And I learned about so-called friends, that you really don't have no friends. As your whole life, you have one or two. And it just teaches not to be no follower. You know, to think for yourself and to listen to your own spirit man inside you. When you get that feeling inside of you, you act on it instead of what people got to say. And don't worry about what people got to say about you. You know, people talked about Jesus and he was perfect. So people gonna talk about you, they gonna say how they feel, but to each his own. Be your own self. Be true to thyself.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for everything. Most grateful that God sent his son Jesus to die for my sins and our sins, to give us a chance to redeem ourselves and to ask for forgiveness. That's one of the most things I'm most grateful for. And like just being free right now, and being out here to take care of my kids and raise my kids.
How would you like to be remembered?
as a king. Now, I like to be remembered just for me, just like for the person I am, how I help anybody. I just want to be remembered with love.
Okay. How would you describe yourself to someone who's never met you?
I would just be myself. I wouldn't try to describe myself. But they just had to see by my actions. Actions speak louder than words. Because people could tell you that they real all day. But if a real is an action. You know? So, I mean, don't never try to describe yourself to nobody. Just be yourself. And people to see who you are.
How has being a parent changed you?
Well, it kept me from doing a lot of dumb things that I used to do before I had kids. It gave me something to live, something for me to feel like I got something to live for. So, I mean, and if you want to be a part of your kid's life and raise your kids, you got to second guess yourself sometimes when you want to act off emotions. You know, because emotions is hard to control unless you work on it, unless you practice on working on them. And don't just act off impulse. There have been a lot of times I wanted to do a lot of crazy things. And I just gotta think, I think about my kids. And like, if I'm gone, who gonna raise them? Like me. You know? Because I want y'all to be raised with a real perspective on life. Not no fakeness, not no, you know, no. Because a lot of bad things happen to a lot of kids, you know. And I don't want y'all to experience that ever. So I just really just, like, thankful. I'm thankful for y'all. And I want y'all to be thankful for me. And I want to raise y'all right so y'all don't ever put me in a nursing home.
I'm not. If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
I wouldn't. You're a good child. All my kids are good kids. Everybody different. Y'all got different personalities. But I wouldn't change nothing. You got to go through stuff to understand stuff. You know, I ain't perfect by far. But nobody else.